All the Antichrist jawing and empty rhetoric, all the bold claims and dead-end perusing, all this stupid foolishness that struts around and portrays itself as the highest enlightenment, it all hangs deep and dark upon the globe. Jesus Christ, the only hope, is rejected out of hand. The Apostle Peter stood before Annas, the high priest, Caiaphas, and the leaders of Israel and delivered a staggering blow to their unbelief in Acts 4:8 through 12. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, "Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." There is no other name under heaven. Dear visitor, have you yet to be born again, as Jesus declares in John 3:3? Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." You are not here by happenstance. You have been drawn by the Spirit of God into the valley of decision. Joel 3:14 tells it like this: "Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision." The decision you make today will dictate the rest of your life and where you will spend eternity. In just a moment, I will invite you to follow me in a simple prompt. And if you follow from your heart, everything changes for you today. 2 Corinthians 5:17 is certifiably true. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Today, all your sin and the shame it brings will be washed away by Christ's cleansing blood. You will be pristine clean. Today, all of Satan's bondages in your life will be broken. You will be free, completely free. Today is the day of your salvation. Here is the prompt I promised. You are in the valley of decision. Will you accept the offer? Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions, an immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis 2:20 through 23, "And Adam gave names to all cattle and to the fowl of the air and to every beast of the field, but for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib, which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, 'This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man.'" God said, Exodus 20, verse 11, "For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the 7th day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it." God said, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." Man said, "It's true. I've never really read the Bible, but everybody knows it's not true. I mean, how do you argue with everybody?" Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature 1236, that will once again certify the supernatural inerrancy of the Word of God found in the majority text Holy Bible. All of these features from the beautiful book are archived here in text and streaming audio for your edification and to be used as ammunition in the global battle for the lost sons and daughters of Adam. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. Thank you for visiting. God's mercy and grace be multiplied unto you. You have arrived at the God Said, Man Said Genesis series. This is part 16. Each of these features begins with the following information from the first feature. According to a 2006 issue of Discover magazine concerning the deceased Carl Sagan, Sagan approaches religion like any phenomenon. He isn't on a quest for life's meaning, for a comforting philosophy, or even a guide to how we should treat the neighbors. Sagan seeks truth of a demonstrable kind. As a puckish example, he wonders why the book of Genesis didn't include God-inspired truths, end of quote. I recently reviewed an advertisement from a magazine called Free Inquiry that also has a problem with the God of creation and the first book of the Bible called Genesis. Under the heading, "Is God Big Enough for the Universe?" Free Inquiry writes, "The authors of Genesis proclaim that God made the heavens and earth in less than a week. This feat must have amazed these Bronze Age authors, even though they thought the heavens extended only so far as the sky above them. Of course, they did not know what stars, planets, or galaxies were. We now know that the universe is so much bigger and so much more complex," end of quote. The born-again scratched their heads in bewilderment. Did these folks actually read the book of Genesis? I suppose they did. But God's revelation is only revealed to the humbled hearts of the children of faith. This God Said, Man Said series will be called the Genesis series. It is our intention to travel through the entire book of Genesis and publish one major God-inspired truth after another. We will be pulling from previous God Said, Man Said features and adding the latest information as we go. Genesis 2, 20 through 23. "And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs, and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, 'This is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man.'" The Bible is full of supernatural pronouncements. Could they all be true, even the most bizarre? Was there a 6 24-hour-day creation? Was there a paradise called the Garden of Eden? Was there a first man and first woman, the progenitors of all mankind? Was a rib taken from Adam to make him a wife? Those are a few supernatural accounts that are recorded in just the first two chapters of Genesis. These accounts are true and certifiable beyond reasonable doubt. A rib. Why a rib? Do societal records and science confirm? Several excerpts from God Said, Man Said research follow. God Said, Man Said, title of the article, "Adam's Rib." "Don't you find it ironic that the worldly mind that rejects or diminishes the idea of God attempts to duplicate that which has already been made by the Creator they deny? This is just another proof that God is. In the feature subject, No New Thing, we briefly address the new darling of science, cloning. I mentioned that it wasn't quite as new as men suppose. God had taken a man's rib and out of it made a woman, which was much more stupendous than cloning. From this rib, God formed a brand new personage, a female, man's counterpart, who had the ability to reproduce and nourish a new member of the human family. But it was with the rib. And by the way, here is where we have the first use of general anesthesia used by God. Genesis 2:21, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam." Why did God choose a rib? Was this account in Genesis simply words of mere men, as the critics claim? As an aside, we received an email message that asked, if this account of the rib in Adam is true, then why doesn't man have one less rib? The answer is elementary. God did not alter Adam's genetics. He removed a rib. If someone has a finger cut off in an accident, his offspring will not be born missing a finger. This example would apply to Adam's situation. God chose a rib. Science now knows that the rib which God chose to create Eve has some very unique characteristics that we are just beginning to understand. Characteristics the engineer of all life knew perfectly. Why a rib? Why didn't he choose another pile of dust? Why didn't he choose some other physical parts of Adam's anatomy? For one thing, when bone grafting is necessary, one's own rib is the most likely candidate to contribute, as the rib is full of bone marrow. Bone marrow is a spongy tissue found inside bones, but super power-filled bones such as the breastbone, skull, hips, spine, and ribs actually contain stem cells that manufacture the body's red and white blood cells. White blood cells defend against disease, and red blood cells bring oxygen and nourishment to the body and remove waste products. God chose a rib. In a 2003 article in Science News titled From Bone to Brain and subtitled Transplanted Male Bone Marrow Makes Nerve Cells in Women and Girls, the following excerpts were taken. An unusual study of the brains of women and girls who had received transplants of bone marrow from men indicates that marrow cells can transform into nerve cells. Researchers found that each female brain had nerve cells containing a Y chromosome, presumably derived from the transplanted bone marrow. Over the past several years, numerous research groups have reported that bone marrow, the source of a person's blood cells, can transform into cells of the skin, muscle, heart, liver, and even brain. These lab and animal studies have raised hopes that bone marrow or cells derived from it could repair hearts, cure neurological disorders, and treat many other medical conditions. Some investigators, however, have challenged the bone marrow results. The stakes are high because of the politicized debate over whether adult stem cells, such as those in bone marrow, are as promising a therapeutic tool as stem cells derived from embryos are, end of quote. Challenges they may, research conducted by Eva Mezzi of the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke in Bethesda, Maryland, will be published in an upcoming issue of National Academy of Sciences. Mezzi's research will support the new emerging discovery concerning male bone marrow transplants into female bodies. Again, the article in Science News reports. Another research team's unpublished findings mirror Mezzi's study. Last year, Martin Korbling of the University of the Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston and his colleagues employed the same Y chromosome-based strategy to discover bone marrow-derived skin, gut, and liver cells in a half a dozen women who had received marrow transplants before dying. Now, Korbling tells Science News, we have data showing similar results in midbrain and cortex issue, end of quote. In the beginning of time, long before science knew why, God chose a male rib to create a woman, and of course, he made the right choice, end quote. God said, man said, science flummoxed by what was found in female brains. New research, just published in September and reported in the November 3, 2012 issue of Science News, is back inside the female brain. The title reads, Male DNA Found in Female Brains. Excerpts follow. Children live on in their mother's brains for decades and not just as memories. Scientists have found pockets of male DNA, presumably from boy fetuses, in the brain tissue of deceased elderly women. Not only is male DNA present in women's brains, it's common, researchers report online September 26th in PLOS One. J. Lee Nelson of the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center in Seattle and her colleagues found snippets of a male-only gene in the brains of 18 to 26 women who died without neurological disease. The male DNA was spread throughout their brains. The technique used in the study couldn't distinguish if the DNA was from intact, functional brain cells, though in a separate test of brain tissue from a different woman, Nelson and colleagues did spot nuclei from male cells in the brain. So far, cells from fetuses have turned up in women's blood, livers, lungs, heart, and other organs. So finding male DNA in the brain isn't a complete shock, says geneticist Kirby Johnson of Tufts University in Boston, who wasn't involved in the study. What's interesting is how the DNA could have gotten there. Male cells from a fetus could have broken through the blood-brain barrier, a wall that protects the fragile brain from pathogens in the blood. But that shouldn't be possible, Johnson says. End of quote. Male DNA in the female brain, Johnson said, but that shouldn't be possible. They're flummoxed. What is this male DNA found in the brain and throughout the female body? Would any in science dare to suggest Adam's rib? That, of course, is what he was made from. Genesis 3:16, and thy desire shall be to thy husband. Could this verse be associated with Adam's rib and male DNA in the female brain? End of quote. God said, man said, archaeology certifies Bible miracles and all. The accuracy of biblical history, and yes, all its miraculous accounts, is simply staggering. Skeptics who challenge the accuracy of the Bible's accounts abound, but their skepticism is being overturned on a very regular basis. One of the world's most renowned archaeologists, Dr. Elliot Mazur, had this to say concerning her confidence in the Bible's history. Mazur, who was both revered and reviled by some of her colleagues for being a biblical archaeologist, says that the Bible is unquestionably the most important historical source for her work, since it contains a genuine historical account of the past. I work with the Bible in one hand and the tools of excavation in the other, she says. The Bible is the most important historical source. The archaeologists have unearthed ancient pre-Moses, who penned the first five books of the Bible, Sumerian tablets that describe the creation account. Dr. McCoy, author of Scripture Insights from Science and Archaeology, writes, Genesis chapters 1 and 2, creation account. The Sumerian creation account on six tablets, known as the Enuma Elish, when on high, dates to about 2500 B.C. In Babylon, it was recited on the fourth day of the New Year's festival. Creation is described ex nihilo. The first tablet describes the time when heaven and earth did not exist. Editor's note, the Sumerian account precedes the writings of Genesis. Again, one tablet describes the creation of a woman who is named Ninti in Sumerian, translated as the Lady of the Rib and the Lady Who Make Live. Thus, well before Moses, these concepts were known, but badly garbled with accounts of gods and goddesses fighting for control, end of quote. The following paragraphs, written by Carl Whelan, were published by Creation Magazine. The article can be found in full at creation.com. A head-on impact with a fully laden fuel tanker at highway speeds is an experience I would hope for none to share. The surprise was to have survived it. God clearly had other plans for me. During the 5.5 months in hospital and for years afterwards, I had a series of operations to reconstruct various parts of me, particularly the bones of my face. These operations often required using my own bone for grafting. I noticed that the plastic surgeon would keep going back to the right side of my rib cage through the same horizontal scar, actually to get more bone for these procedures. One day, I asked him why he had run out of bone. He looked at me blankly and then explained that he and his team took the whole rib out each time. We leave the periosteum intact, so the rib usually just grows right back again. Despite having trained and practiced as a family doctor, I was intrigued. I had never realized this before. The periosteum, the literal meaning of this word is around the bone, is a membrane that covers every bone. The periosteum contains cells that can manufacture new bone. Particularly in young people, rib periosteum has a remarkable ability to regenerate bone, perhaps more so than any other bone. Thoracic chest surgeons routinely remove ribs, and these often grow back in whole or in part. A lot depends on the care with which the rib is removed. It needs to be peeled out of its periosteum to leave this membrane as intact as possible. A major reason why the rib is the ideal situation for such regeneration is that the attached intercostal muscles provide it with good blood supply. End of quote. God chose a rib. I need to know it is true. I need to know the word of God is true and righteous altogether, because absolutely everything from molecules to man depends upon it. If it is true, and it is, then John 11, 25 and 26 is true. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? If it is true, and it is, then Revelations 21, 1 through 5 is true. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Whose report will you believe? God said, Genesis 2, 20 through 23, And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, This is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. God said, Exodus 20, verse 11, For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. God said, 1 Corinthians 1:18, For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Man said, It's true. I've never really read the Bible, but everybody knows it's not true. I mean, how do you argue with everybody? Now you have the record.